Thank you, Grishma.
Thank you. Yeah. Beautiful voice.
Yeah. So every Sunday she starts with the prayer, Anmata. So andar kadapu tan prayer to nindipothundi. She's very devoted and very humble and very sweet.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So Anita, it's like, I mean, this is an unusual satsanga. More than satsanga, I should say. You're an inspiration to humanity itself. I mean, Amalakini and Ilantwalu, yeah, they have a huge support behind, right? They have a huge support. And they, a heart to do is one thing. A huge support is one thing. Financial yeah. independence is something. And a backup support is something. Which helped her do a great thing, a great job in life, right? But I met you, I think, in my clinic. Me peddamma teeskochar clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So parents leru papam danki, like treat her carefully and cheppi. She introduced you to me.
Yeah.
But then I didn't know Anita had such huge heart for all beings and so concerned about nature, so concerned about animals, so concerned about everybody, and such a sweet, sensitive, beautiful child. So probably if any, you know, like mother wanted a child, it should be like Anita. Yeah.
Not that great child. I was not such a great child to my mom.
What I felt was, Anita, you're definitely the child of universe, because mainga mana theme, like what I wanted to speak today and what I wanted you to share with us is we speak a lot about spirituality generally, na? Mm-hmm. Like, because we've been with our guru for a very long time. Mm-hmm. He had been enlightening us, he had been inspiring us, he had been you know, like talking about the ultimate truth to all of us for very, very long time after addressing all our needs.
Yeah.
Because unless needs are addressed, you cannot be focused on something which is beyond mind's comprehension, right? Yeah. So beyond mind comprehension, by training your mind, like he trained, molded our minds in such a way that we can receive the supreme.
Mm. Okay?
But it's not as easy as said.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done. So, in you, what I found was like, ante Bhagavad Gita lo untundra sarva bhuta hite ratah. Means, anni pranula patla. Means, all, with all living beings, all that has life. You should, you know, like, wish well for them. You should be a well-wisher of every living being. And if you see our Shastras, or if you see our Puranas, or if you see our epics, Ramayanam Kani, Erena Kuda, animals played a huge role.
Huge role, Avana.
And humans and animals are interlinked.
Because we are all God's creation.
And also, Vishwam Vishnu Rupena Antarkada, like, Vishnu is nothing but Vishwam itself. Serve God in man and taru, serve God in man. Let Pandu come, it's okay. You can introduce it. No, it can participate. So I wanted you to, and from where did you get this natural instinct? Because if you see in the Puranas, no, like Vishnu Murti ki, like Lord Vishnu's transportation, ante vala vehicles anta kuda animals, birds and animals. Vishnu had Garuda, I mean it's eagle, kada. For Shiva it's Nandi. Animal. For Kartikeya it's peacock. For Ganesha it's mouse. Mouse.
So, and Ganesh is an elephant.
And for Amma, it is again tiger, lion. So, and Meenakshi Amma has again parrot in her hand. So, it's like, what did they try to impart? And they like, all are divine beings. Entire creation is divine, all beings are created in divinity, but because we have lost connection, we have lost this connection, we have lost this oneness, and we became separate from the existence, that we developed this ego and, you know, like started running after things which
greed,
which are not our true self. Oh, hello. What's its name? You call Pandu. It all names, sir. Pandu. You are Big Pandu and that is Small Pandu.
Small Pandu.
Yeah.
Basically, so now, greed, greed has, you know, played a huge role in exploitation.
Yeah. And in spite of all our spiritual talks, be it, there's nothing, what I personally feel is nothing like spiritual and non-spiritual. There's nothing like spiritual and non-spiritual. And when you're seeking truth, we call it spirituality. When you're running after worldly things, you call it materialistic. It's just a word difference. So, in you, what I found was, you have this huge heart where you feel for every being, practically. We speak about it. We speak a lot about it, Arita. Including me, I find a huge inspiration in you because maybe I can never do what you're doing. I mean, I might not be able to do what you're doing because you have this spontaneous love and extreme care for the voiceless beings. From childhood, I had this, why do they have to sacrifice animals? For instance, like, it's like, when I stopped my non-veg, it was because they were sacrificing a goat. I had witnessed people sacrificing a goat. So, it was like, my God, so much cruelty for our food.
I know. Like, it's a life taken.
It's a life taken. we've been eating till then. It never made me guilty till then. But when I saw...
Because you don't know the reality. Like, it's just a habit that you got from your parents or your... Just a family a part thing of, or a society, part of the society.
In the, and of course, Guruji's speeches, spiritual speeches, many people have stopped because of their spiritual life. Some people because they didn't want to harm animals and all. And also, Nangaru used to always say that it causes a rajasic mind because we have, three types of mind, tamasic, rajasic and sattvic. So, if you want to pursue spiritual life and attain oneness with the creation, oneness with everything, then you need first foundation is you need a sattvic mind. So, killing animals, it's not that we're against eating non-veg or something, it's just that moderation, moderation in things. Now, my question to you is, how did this natural instinct, was it there from your childhood or you picked it up from your mother, it was in your genes?
Maybe altogether genes and from, I never remember myself without an animal beside me. My mom had this fondness for animals. She was also an empath. She also felt, that kind of care for animals ever since she was a child. Even when she was small, she used to when they were traveling in a forest, they saw a small deer, which is just literally born. And mother, I think some poachers or somebody killed. Tiddandis kono chedo, koti, monkeys and squirrels, dogs, cats. Even she was just like me. So I think I got it from her. And then growing up, I always had a pet or seeing my mom caring for these strays, and I also used to be her small helper. So
I think most part of your life is connected with animals.
Always had cats, dogs in the house.
And especially your love for street animals. You feel a lot for them. You feed them. And I don't know if you eat on time or not, but you make sure you feed the animals. I've never seen people buying bananas and papayas for stray animals. Maybe
I used to buy first, then I started asking them, if you have something that you're not using, can I please take for my cows? So they themselves with huge heart, they give they used to literally give me in boxes.
Oh really? This was
Most of the time, first I used to buy, then I thought it was more it's more economical and to just take what they're throwing off, which are not even faulty. It is just that as humans wouldn't like the shape of it or the size of it, and they just throw it for waste. Why not get it for use?
So this is such a beautiful thing, Anita, because see, today especially I wanted to make a session with you because there are so many things we ignore in life. Which don't come to our notice because we're so preoccupied. And as you said, greed is the factor. If we could...
And I think, even laziness, something that is easy and convenient, they opt for that more than, trying just one point more. Just one point also is, hard nowadays for people because they don't have the time.
It's not just the time, you should have a heart to do it. you need to have a heart. As you said, for festivals and all. See, even in, saints' stories, I don't know if you read them or not, you hear to these saints' stories. దే వుడ్ కమ్ యాజ్ అన్ యానిమల్ టు హోమ్ టెల్లింగ్ ప్రామిసింగ్, ఇప్పుడు కల కలలోకి వచ్చి మీ ఇంటికి వస్తాను నాకు మా ఇంటికి రా అని దే విల్ ప్రే, దిస్ పీపుల్ హూ వర్షిప్ ప్రే, దిస్ డివోటీస్ ప్రే, యూ కమ్ మీట్ ఇన్ మై హౌస్, దెన్ గాడ్ విల్ ప్రామిస్ ఐ విల్ కమ్ టు యువర్ హౌస్, హీ విల్ కమ్ ఇన్ అన్ యానిమల్ ఫార్మ్, హీ విల్ కమ్ ఇన్ ఎ బర్డ్ ఫార్మ్. And they'll be chased away.
Yeah. So my mom is telling me stories also, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So when they're chased away and they're like, you never came, you promised your God, you promised to come and eat and you never came. Then I said, no, I have come, but you haven't recognized me.
Yeah.
And how is it that Anita recognizes God in every animal, bird, being and tree and everything?
I don't recognize God. I just recognize as they themselves, ante, like a being.
Yeah. No, no. That's oneness. Because we haven't come closer to oneness, we use the term God.
Yeah. I just see them as what they are, and if they need help, then you should help.
No. How are you so sensitive to all their needs, and how is it that they're attracted to you and they come to you by themselves? I have seen in video clippings where you are there and they just, you know, like are attracted to you. You know, like we used to get attracted to our Guruji like that, no? When he was anywhere around, we would flock around him like he was a magnet. We would just go, you cling to him. And I've noticed in many of your clippings that animals just come to you wherever you are.
Yeah, I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, that was the case. I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah. And probably they feel the love you have for them.
Yeah, maybe they feel that it is safe.
Yeah. That's why it's so important. That's why we speak, you know, like... speak more about inner life, Anita, that's why. Because what you are externally, it doesn't really matter. But what you are internally reflects in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, India is, compared to Western countries, it's a smaller country with a huge population.
Yeah.
Similarly, we have huge number of animals, right? We have domestic, we have wild, but many are becoming extinct.
Yeah.
Like, you know, wild animals are becoming extinct.
Wild animals.
We are using it for our greed. So, I want you to talk on this topic naturally, whatever you feel. In general, being human, what is our responsibility to take care of everything around us as we take care of ourselves?
It's just consciousness, Amma. Like, you just have to stop and think for a minute. And not just what you're seeing, but like the consequences of it, or, you know, just think about what you're seeing. Like, if you see a pack of meat, would you see it as a pack of meat, or would you see that then, you know, it was a animal, it was, you know, living, and then it was cut down into that piece of meat? So when you see a wood, or like, you know, a piece of like when you're traveling, if you see a huge bark of tree, like cut down, like just the below piece, what you would just see and just move on, but you wouldn't think that, oh, I think looking at the size and that, you know, frame, it used to be a huge tree. Endu cut chesarabba, you know, ante. If you just think a point extra, you will, I think, just make small changes in your life, ante.
Yeah.
Like suddenly, like instead of just throwing stuff, why don't you just put it in your pocket, look for a dustbin and throw? Ante.
So, and animal care. See, you haven't done veterinary, right? But you know what medicine has to be given to a sick dog.
My friend,
you know what medicine has to be.
Dr. Sindhura Potineni. She is my go-to person. She has everything by-hearted. She will just like type and send. Okay, photo one, just send her one picture. She will send one list of medicines. Give over. So I learned about the medication and all from her.
And another thing about
you are taking care of them, or like if I've taken care of distemper dogs a lot. So for that kind of disease, I know what is going to work, what won't work, how much time that dog has, you know, and what is best to do for that kind of a disease. So like that is just experience that teaches you in anything.
So for everything, the first factor is a heart to do. So that's why, I mean, I call you, I wanted to specially invite you for this session because the heart to do small things with great love. You know, we without any expectation, just for the love of doing it. So you haven't heard all these big terms and all. We've been listening to terminology, but we have forgotten basics. So basics kosam anitan rammannanu. And you can be such a beautiful human first before wanting to attain the ultimate, because unless you feel everything around you, unless you care for everything around you, unless you do what the care that you want from others, if you could share that with...
If you just feel yourself in that place of whatever that you're seeing, you wouldn't want that to happen to you. Or if that happens to you, you would want somebody to help you. You wouldn't be, you know, like if it's hurting you, it might be hurting that also, no? Like if you think, if you put yourself in their place, then you'll instantly get an idea.
So we generally, even empaths generally put themselves in other shoes. But here you are putting yourself in all the animals and birds and everyone's shoes.
Because they need the most.
You've been inspirational, Anita. You've been inspirational in fact, you know, like, the more I watch you do things to the animals and all, it's a silent lesson. It's like anybody can be your guru. It's got nothing to do with age, gender, or anything. Somebody doing good with no selfish motive. Somebody doing good with no selfish motive and not even thinking that they're doing good. To me, the true spirituality. And it is true spirituality, actually. Not only to me, it is true spirituality. So, because it's so beautiful to do, it's so beautiful to see someone who hasn't heard any lecture or who hadn't been to great masters or something, but spontaneously, you are an empath and you feel for everything around you, you feel for everybody around you, and you work, which is very difficult. It's not easy, Anita. I know it's very, very difficult because it's not going to be the same. You don't get a positive response.
You don't get support.
You don't get support. You don't get a positive response. And also, another thing with you, you are self-made. And I want you to share this also, like how a person can make themselves self-made, because in the society right now, constantly people are seeking something from somebody, right? Or something, you know, like always it's seeking from the world. More than giving, it's seeking.
Yeah.
If you see in general, most people are seeking.
I'm not saying I'm not one of those people who are not seeking. It's just human nature.
What I mean to say is, Anita, most of us are seekers and very few are givers. What I mean to say, all of us seek something, all of us seek love. And andram manushulume, we are human. till we attain a one level of maturity.
Whenever I seek something, she comes, give me love.
That's what is divine, huh? That you call a natural and we consider it divine. So, the love you give spontaneously comes back to you.
Sorry?
That's what me. The love that you give spontaneously, I think, comes back to you.
Yeah. In one point of time or the other, it will.
Yeah.
I strongly believe that.
Yeah. So what, I mean, can you explain what made you self-sufficient? I mean, what made you what you are today?
I can't put it in, of a reason, there is no, one reason or two, number one, points are clear. I think it's just survival mode, that's all.
Mm.
It's just survival mode, and it's just like, if you want to get this, you have to do this. Like, if I want to earn so much money to, help the animals, I have to earn so much money. To earn so much money, I have to, hustle. Mm. I have to do A, B, Z. So, like that. Nothing.
So,
there is nobody to depend on. So, that is one reason.
Yeah, this is what... No, this is my point, Anita, actually. This is my point, actually. I mean, it's quite heartbreaking mostly when you don't have your parental support. I mean, you have lost your father when you were young and you lost your mother 8 years back.
Yeah.
And there will be ups and downs because it's very difficult.
Yeah.
You're very young. But you have faced it all. You have never stopped giving. I more than what you should speak today, I wanted you to be introduced to people for such a beautiful heart without a tag of religious or spiritual.
Yeah. That is one thing I don't want to get too much into religion and all
you
that.
Shouldn't. I think it's a natural, the natural state. We magnify it and tag it, and I think again it's again an ego.
Tags, tags I don't like at all. Tags is one thing that I don't like.
Because that tagging is another part of ego.
Yeah. Positions. Tags.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been tagged in a lot of things. So.
So, among animals, you love all animals, right? Right. And how do you communicate with them? The best thing is when you have a very beautiful way of communicating with them and they respond. And how do you do
that? I don't know, I just talk to them like how I would talk to anybody. That's and not no. I do not talk to people so affectionately. But it's just that I just talk, that's all.
Yeah. And they respond.
I don't know how they understand, but they understand.
But they recognize you also, no? Even if some period of time you don't see them and you want to talk to them after some time.
Like, if I now I go and hug Buddhu, she would just stand there and, cuddle. It's been a long time since. Buddhu is that cow, that brown one.
Oh, okay. So, how many... Tell me all the names of your pets.
Chala na unnai. Buddhu, Gauri, Buddhu's mom and sister. I haven't named them. One, I think I named Lakshmi. Snoopy, Lucky, Bittu, these are all my clan in the old house. Here I have another clan of dogs. There are no cows in this area, but there are a lot of dogs.
Okay.
So, yeah. And
so
those
what
roosters.
Do you think? What?
Roosters.
Roosters. Your recent friends. You wake them up.
Yeah. They wake me up very early and then I call them after I wake up.
And they come running.
Yeah. Very funny run they have.
But it's amazing, you know, like generally, Anita, like you see, generally in life, if you see in history, mostly animals go with a lot of love and without any fear to human beings, only if it is a saintly person. They don't go to random human beings. They're scared.
That's what I said in the beginning, that I think they go to humans whom I think they feel like a safe or like a safety kind of a thing. Will and got through, or, you know, this woman won't hit me or shoo me away. Like, I think they would know by the, by the call or,
they feel it.
It's not us, Amma. I think they are the most innocent, most loving things. That they are so stupid and dumb, they will trust humans. They will be nice to you.
Yeah.
You just have to call them, they'll be nice to you. But what is there in the other person's brain, that person who calls them might be like, you know, a evil-minded person or like a nice person. But the dog will, you know, go. So, champrayaga bilista jalo.
Yeah, Andike, you should have the loyalty of a dog, Antaru.
Yeah.
So when they compare with the divine qualities, it's mostly animals.
Yeah.
And also, wildness kuda. Ante, basically, this is beauty, Anita. Now we are talking in a plane where, what we see around us. The truth around us. We are talking about the relative truth or other day-to-day life. We are talking about. But it goes, it is a fact that now every being takes birth. There's a period and it dies, right? Every being is born. There's a birth date and a death date for every living thing.
Every being,
Every being. Yeah, for trees, it could be a long duration. For animals, each animal has a different duration. Each bird has a different duration. Like that. So everything that is born dies.
Yeah.
But in spirituality, what they say is, like, whatever you have imbibed, whatever you have practiced, you become. You become. So, now, if you have, it's all tendencies. So, if you have animal tendency, or if you have, the nature of a snake, or nature of a scorpion, nature of a, you tend to, take a life of that being. So, it's not necessary that you will have a human birth again. It's not necessary we had been humans in our previous lives. So, evolution law, human life is highest evolution, Antaru. Highest evolution is of human beings, because we are given the discrimination of what is right, what is wrong, what is good and what is not. And to further to elevate yourself from the human level to the supreme. This is a portal. Your human body is a portal. So, human life ni best use cheskomani cheptaru peddalandaru. All the respected, honorable saints, whoever have visited earth, have told us to utilize this beautiful life. What you know now is you are one life. We do not know what we were before we were born. We did not know what body we had been in, we could have been in. animal body, a bird body, a fish body, you never know.
Yeah.
And also, if you see Dasavataras, God himself has come as tortoise. God himself has come as fish.
Yeah.
Okay, God himself has come with the lion head.
Yeah.
Dasim Avataram, Kurma Avataram, Machya Avataram.
Yeah.
So, it's like we are all integral part of each other as long as we think we are separate.
Yeah.
Once we lose the separateness and feel for everything around us and can contribute to the goodness of ourselves and of others.
Yeah.
This is Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha. And wishing well for everything around you.
Mm.
You can have your family, you can have your spouse, you can have your earnings, you can have your comforts. But at the same time, you need to be socially responsible. Where you make your living better, you try to make living around you better.
Yeah.
Which you do beautifully well. Yeah. It's very nice, Anita, because I was inspired a lot of times by seeing your things. Because, you know, generally when you're preoccupied, suppose I'm going to a bank or I'm going to market to purchase something. Generally, even a stray dog, gani, like some animal, cow, we don't tend to notice it.
Yeah.
Trust me, not that you're not interested or you don't care for it, but it just does not get into you.
You
don't notice. But after seeing your pictures, after seeing the way you care for them, somehow I tend to notice everything.
I heard this from other people also, and that is my whole, I mean, why I post also is to tell people, I'm not even tell, just show, like, you know, they also exist with us. They also need our love. They need us mostly. They are the most vulnerable beings, and we are lucky to be born as humans. So, koncham chusukunta undandi. Just that connection, like if I could go like pet a cow or pet a dog, anybody can. Like there's nothing to be scared of.
Yeah.
Most of the time, yeah. Cows to koncham jagratha.
And another thing, like it's like nenu idiste naaki idostundi generally, okay? generally, and the human psychology. I'm not talking about anything in specific. Human psychology enti ante
edo expect untundi. Yeah.
Correct. You expect if I do this, I'll get this.
Yeah.
Nenu godanam chesthe if I do godanam chesthe naku chala
punyam vastundi. God will bless me. Yeah.
God will bless me naku chala punyam vastundi.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, these are good beliefs. Definitely, scriptures man koorke chapaledu, they are good beliefs. But are you doing it mechanically or are you doing with love?
Yeah.
You are doing it for your merit or you are doing it to, I mean,
please,
for your selfish motto again.
Yeah.
Like the other day, Nagul Chavati Roju. I didn't even know it was Nagul Chavati actually. Because
me too. I just saw the bursting crackers since morning and then everybody are going. Mundra was much better. My watchman cleaned that place. So I asked him why suddenly you're cleaning. And I clean every year, Nagul Chavati Kalamma tomorrow. I was like, oh, nice. I said, will you clean after also? Because I know there is going to be a lot of trash. Then he just laughed and he kept quiet. Then I saw, oh my God, the amount of like crackers, the amount of like trash. Oh, whoa. Pogal Betti, they're getting sticks and they're like, poking into the, you know, the snake pit and then they were doing something. Oh, they were taking off the mud also.
But
they didn't. మట్టి మంచినారు నాగుపావు పుట్ట మట్టి తీసుకెళ్ళిపోతున్నారు. పుట్ట అయిపోయింది అక్కడ, పుట్ట లేదు.
And people are taking the holiness home and making the snake homeless.
Yeah.
The stupidity in the name of religion should be yeah. gone, Anita. This is also my purpose of this satsang today.
They just killed a cobra, which is Nagupamo, and its babies, just few months back in that same park where they're, you know,
she got a call, I think.
Yeah. She'll connect back. Actually, basically, I have seen her that day, okay? Like, she was literally, you know, like, hey, guys, what are you doing? You're praying to something and you're harming it. Do you even realize it? And she's actually talking to herself, Grishma.
Yeah.
Because from her window, she could see people coming. Pal postnaru, gudlu postnaru. People are taking that mud with them. They're putting in their bags. Aroju chimmil pedtaru.
Kaluvidi.
Pal post pedtaru.
Yeah.
Vetti, they are, each one is taking some mud and they are packing it and going.
Yeah.
And they have messed up the whole place. And this happens every year. We don't generally tend to notice it. It's become so mechanical and part of our, these beliefs have become so monotonous, actually, that we don't even know what we are doing for. అంటే దేనికోసం ఏం చేస్తున్నాము అనే స్పృహ కూడా కోల్పోయి ఉన్నామా మనం? అంటే నువ్వు ఒక పని చేస్తున్నావు, యూఆర్ డూయింగ్ అ వర్క్ ఇన్ లైఫ్. ఐ మీన్ ఎనీథింగ్, ఎనీ యాక్షన్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ వర్క్. యూ వర్క్ ఈస్ అ బిగ్ థింగ్. సి, వీఆర్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ డూయింగ్ సమ్ యాక్షన్ ఇన్ లైఫ్, గ్రీష్మ, ఆల్ త్రూ, రైట్? లైక్ ఎవ్రీ డే ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ డూ యాక్షన్. వీ హ్యావ్ డూయింగ్ యాక్టివిటీ, వీ హ్యావ్ యాక్టివిటీ త్రూ ది డే. So how many of us are doing our activity with consciousness? How many are we doing blindly, monotonously, without even knowing why we are doing what we're doing?
Right.
So Anita, somehow I felt our way of seeing so unique that I felt there's a lot we need to learn, because it's not just about what we speak or what we heard, what we listen to all our life. We need to observe. We need to be conscious. We need to act consciously.
Yeah.
Because every... Nanga cheppinattu, ni mata, ni talampu, ni pravartana.
Yeah.
Bhagavantuni pondela undali. Not the merit that he's going to give you. Even the merit he's going to give you based on what? And then you ఒక హాఫ్ లీటర్ పాలు పుట్లో పోసేసి తర్వాత ఎక్కడో పాము కనిపిస్తే డేంజర్ ఉందని చంపేసి, ఇట్స్ అంటే నాగుల చవితి రోజు మాత్రమే ఇట్స్ హోలీ. గోదానం ఇస్తాము, లేకపోతే గోశాలకు ఎక్కడికో వెళ్తాము, వి గో దేర్, వి టచ్ ఇట్స్ టెయిల్, వీడు ఒక 3 ప్రదక్షిణస్ దానం పెట్టుకుంటాము, వస్తాము. దిస్ అనిత షీ కీప్ సేయింగ్, డూ యూ రియలైజ్ అమ్మా దట్ ఇన్ హైదరాబాద్, ఫర్గెట్ అబౌట్ ది హోల్ కంట్రీ, వరల్డ్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్, ఇట్స్ అ సెకండరీ థింగ్, ఫర్గెట్ అబౌట్ దట్. హైదరాబాద్ ఈస్ ది బిగ్గెస్ట్ market for slaughtering cows. So what she says is, she does her best, you know, like she does her best to take care of them. She's got nothing to do with spirituality, she's got nothing to do with religion. it's just a conscious living where she feels responsible as an individual to do what she can for these voiceless beings. So ade anpinchindi naku, like, you know, one person when wholeheartedly conscious about nature, conscious about trees, conscious about the welfare of nature around us, the air around us, the animals around us, the birds around us, when you are you have to grow above your greed, you have to grow above your ego, you have to grow above your selfish thinking to be aware of everything around you.
Avunu, yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah. Only then can we do good to ourselves and others. It's not about good anedi kuda malli again it's an attribute. It's an attribute,
yeah.
It's not about good and bad, it's about your very responsibility, I guess, as a human being.
Yeah, I mean, it should be natural kada didi, it should be natural.
Adi manaku natural ga leinappudu ilanti vaallu tatasthi padinappudu naaku adhe anipistundi. There is so much we have to learn, and there's so much we have to listen. Because ippudu manam maatladukuntunnamu, so okalokallu vintunnam kabatti manam maatladukunedi okalokokalu ardham avutundi. There are lot of voiceless beings which communicate.
Yeah.
Ippudu Bhagavan, if he communicated with animals, how it was in silence. It was in silence, ra?
Yeah.
That profound silence, that profound oneness with everything around, that they came, responded, they sat on him, they ate with him. Vaala quarrels kuda ayin teerchevaru. Vaalaki maatladi. అంటే ఏంటంటే ఇప్పుడు కోతికి మోక్షం, అదే కుక్కకి మోక్షం ఇచ్చారు, ఒక కాకికి మోక్షం ఇచ్చారు, ఒక డీర్కి మోక్షం ఇచ్చారు, ఒక పీకాక్కి మోక్షం ఇచ్చారు, అండ్
లక్ష్మి
ఆ కూరల సేమ్ యాజ్ లక్ష్మి కౌ. So we never know, we could come as an animal next life, or we would have been animals in our previous life. So again, it comes down to that we are a soul taking a body. Right? Manaki oneness attain ayye varaku kuda edo body vastundi, aa body tho taadapi untundi. So how are they lesser beings? So I mean, it was so good that when I've been noticing her for quite some time, what I realized was we can do ante a small thing, ante chinna panini nu pedda heart tho, ante a small deed with a huge heart, with great love, if you do constantly and persistently. Ante ee roju chesi repu bore kotti, ante that means you don't really love.
మీదన్నట్టు కాన్షియస్నెస్ లేదు, కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్ దీది, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మిస్సింగ్. బికాస్ వీడింగ్ దట్ హ్యాస్ టు బికమ్ న్యాచురల్ కదా. సో
అది కాదరా, అప్పుడు కదా సర్వభూత హితేరతః.
దట్స్ నానా గారు భగవాన్ అదే కదా యాక్చువల్లీ, ఎగ్జాంప్లిఫైడ్ కదా.
ఎదగాలి అంటే అంటే ఎంత స్థాయికి స్వార్థం వదులుకోవాలి, అంటే ఇట్ అగైన్ సెంటర్స్ డౌన్ టు యువర్ బాడీ, యువర్ నేమ్, యువర్ బాడీ, యువర్ ఫేమ్, యువర్ వెల్ బీయింగ్.
Yeah.
Actually, I have been listening to radio today. I mean, just for a little time because I had other works to do. And look, nanga repeated ga cheppi last lo oka chinna maata cheppi, this alone you all, ante idu okati pattukoni velipondi, like you hold this alone and you go.
Yeah.
You leave you leave at least for some time your name and form. నీ పేరు నీ రూపం కొద్దిసేపు వదులు రోజు
అవును అవును దీది
అని ఎక్కడికి వెళ్ళిపోయావు
ఛార్జింగ్
వెళ్ళిపోయిందా
పొద్దున్న నుంచి ఐ వాజ్ దేర్ ఓన్లీ నో మై ఈవెంట్ అండ్ మై ఫోన్ గాట్ స్విచ్డ్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ సో
ఐ సీ ఓకే నౌ యు టెల్ మీ నువ్వు రోజు యాక్టివిటీ ఏంట్రా యు ప్లీజ్ టెల్ us
I cook and then I go do my work like now orders ఏమన్నా ఉంటే I do that like whatever like clients work and all that మధ్య మధ్యలో ఎవరో ఒకళ్ళు ఇట్లా కనపడతా ఉంటారు రోడ్డు మీద ఐ ప్లే విత్ దెమ్ ఐ ఫీడ్ దెమ్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఐ సీ సమ్ పప్పీస్ లైక్ న్యూ బోర్న్ పప్పీస్ ఆర్ లైక్ యునో 45 డేస్ ఓల్డ్ పప్పీస్ స్మాల్ పప్పీస్ ఐ మేక్ ఇట్ అ పాయింట్ దట్ ఐ వ్యాక్సినేట్ దెమ్ అండ్ యా బికాస్ ఐ వెంట్ త్రూ హెల్ వెన్ ఐ టుక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ అ బంచ్ ఆఫ్ డిస్టెంపర్ డాగ్స్ ఇన్ మై ఏరియా And that is when I got to know the importance of vaccinating dogs because they died a horrible death.
Oh, okay.
Because they were not vaccinated and they got this virus, distemper and horrible death. I was literally in hell for 1 month or one or more than a month seeing them now, die one by one.
Anita, now tell me what does it mean by distempered dogs? They behave crazy?
No, they don't. It's just that they get nerve damage, like the virus hits the nerves. So they drool and they have this mucus from the nose. Some symptoms are that they have watery eyes and nose and mouth discharge. And they die very slowly. They lose their strength in their legs and they have this extreme pain in bones and they lose appetite. And they slowly die. So that is, and it is an airborne disease. Like a dog can, you know, give that disease to any other dog which is not vaccinated. So it spreads like wildfire. So in my area that happened and still a lot of dogs die like that. Still, but the virus, it is very hard to contain. Unless, I had to euthanize so many dogs because there is no other way. They're just suffering and they are not able to die. They're just just suffering. So to put them out of the way, we had to euthanize them and stop the spread also. Because they spread it to other dogs and they also will die. And it's not a chain reaction. So
what do you do about it?
You just vaccinate them. It's just one 7-in-1 vaccination that you give to puppies after they are 35 to 40 days old. Just give them a booster shot after a month. And they will, in the country, it is very, puppies are very vulnerable to distemper and parvo. These are the diseases that dogs usually get, like a virus from other dogs. If they are not vaccinated. So puppies are more vulnerable because they are small and their immunity is weak. Petakukkali adult dogs, it's very lot of them don't get it. It depends upon their immunity. If they have strong immunity, they won't catch it. So I made it a point that puppies get vaccinated. And more than that, it is better to sterilize stray dogs because there is no point of them giving birth, every 6 months, 10 no judge for now. All 10 of them die from it's very the success rate of a stray dog to become an adult is very less. Because they have all kind of threats from people running, from diseases, road accidents. There are a lot of, threats for them. So I make it a point that sterilization and vaccinating the puppies is very important to stop the suffering. Because Indian dogs, nobody cares. They just
see them as pets, most of the people. Even if they're just sleeping on the road, minding their own business, I see people just kicking them and walking. Why?
Atla kick chesinappudu, they suddenly get jolted from their sleep and they run onto the road, get hit by cars.
I've seen all this happening, so I feel that it is better they don't get born only than to die like this.
And I make it a point, if in kind of puppies, like how I took the puppies for adoption, first accident, yes, I know. Actually, I was looking for a different for dog and I found this puppy in that area. So I got interested. If it is distemper dog on the chota puppies in the area, I immediately got the vaccine and gave them the shot. And then I got to know that somebody left them there. They came in a car and they left these five puppies in that place. So I'm trying for their adoption. And then I make sure when I give the puppy for adoption, I make sure I tell them you have to sterilize the dog once they're 6 months old. So sterilization, vaccination, adoption, this is least that we can do for a stray.
Yeah. And how about other animals? Like I see you feeding the cows, I see you feeding goats, I see you feeding pigs, I see you feeding injured animals of all kinds. And a tiger city lok radga, but I haven't seen you with one yet.
I keep getting dreams of tigers. Frequently I get dreams of tigers. I can't like tell you. Like I can paint so many paintings of my dreams.
And also you paint
or some leopard came into the city, I was feeding it idlis. I get all kind of weird dreams.
You get dreams of feeding cheetahs idlis, huh?
Yeah.
And you like those dreams?
Yeah. I want to sleep more and I'm like fascinated because I'm very fascinated with big cats. And when I get them in my dreams, I literally feel like, you know, I'm beside them. And the dreams that I get with animals are very beautiful. They're literally like above, like very nice paintings. So, yeah, I love those dreams.
And you paint also, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not, you haven't professionally learned it anywhere. It was a natural instinct that you see beauty in something and you draw it.
Yeah. Actually, my grandmother's brother was a cartoon artist. He's the first cartoon artist in India. I forgot the name of the movie. Chalti Ka Naam
Chalti Ka Naam Gaadi.
Chalti Ka Naam Gaadi. The title is low. There are cartoons, like animation. He did that. So there is this thing of my mom. He was an artist. I mean, at the same time, she also didn't learn, but we have that creative thing in our family. My sister, she's an interior designer. She is the one first, like, my mom made karwata. She is the one who taught me how to draw and paint and, like, tap that creative this thing in my head, which was already there. But, yeah, she taught me how to draw dresses, big bows and all that. So, అప్పుడు మొదలైనట్టు ఫ్యాషన్ డిజైనింగ్ ఇచ్చి చిన్నప్పుడే.
And you do very good fashion designing and your dresses are very impressive and they make people look so beautiful.
And another thing I'm working on is that I want to use fabric scraps, like the scraps that tailor shops, so you see that they collect one fully bag of scraps. Cookies, they throw them away. And if you ever notice dumpsters, you'll see a lot of fabric scraps. Have you ever noticed?
Yeah.
Like, chakka area, lo, chinchina gunda pelikulu and all that consists of time. All that ends up in landfill, which, you know, it's not degradable. So, I want to make a collection out of that. So now I'm collecting all the scraps from all the tailor shops.
And doing what with it?
I'll make a collection out of it. I'll make clothes out of it.
And you can make a lot of things. You can make paintings, you can make dream catchers, you can make cushion covers, you can make quilts. You just have to just think something. You can make a lot of things from waste.
From scrap.
Yeah, from scrap.
And tell me about moderation, huh? Because you know, like all the saints have said, moderation in everything. Luxury is not what is important. Moderation in life. And I see you, I mean, you are very, very careful with the things you use. You don't waste much. You utilize waste to do a useful product. So,
yeah.
I mean, like anything. I mean, it's so interesting, Anita, because anything and everything you do, you are consciously.
I mean, you just have to remember, like somewhere in YouTube, I saw that, you know, hair is, you know, useful for plants, like it gives strength to the plants. So after I comb, if I have like a hair fall in it, I make a ball and I'll put it in the plant. So you just have to remember things to, you know, use it instead of just ignoring.
Waste it, Yeah. Conscious living.
Yeah. When you know plastic is bad, when you know plastic goes to landfills, just look for an alternative. Like, obviously, when you're sick or hungry, you will order Swiggy. After you plastic dabba rakhta hai, you can't stay hungry nowadays with your time schedule or whatever. So, use those boxes for plants or, like, I one time was left over with all the dabbas caps, and I didn't know where the boxes were. So those caps I made like into I made paintings on them and I hung them on the wall. So
yeah, they were very beautiful. I saw them.
Because they are no use, just caps are in just put without the dabbas.
And Bhagwan ala undevarra Anita, like he used to, you know, like brinjal ki paina muchuku teesesi we cook kada generally. So with those ante aa muchukal tote he used to make a curry.
Yeah, you can make chutney also. You just put salt, chillies, you can make nice chutney.
Yeah. So now and another thing, Anita, like you feared going to school, so you didn't pursue higher studies, but yeah, you told
me. I didn't pursue any studies.
So I wanted to convey another message. I wanted to convey another message through you in this satsang is that let parents not coax children to score highest. నీకు 90 పైన రాకపోతే యు నాట్ ఫిట్ ఫర్ నథింగ్ యూఆర్ ఐ మీన్ లైక్ ఇట్స్ అకాడమిక్స్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు స్టడీ వెల్ అండ్ యా యూ హ్యావ్ టు బి ఎంకరేజ్డ్ బట్ నెవర్ ఎవర్ ప్రెషరైజ్ టు అ పాయింట్ వేర్ ది కిడ్ ఇస్ కర్బ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ థింకింగ్.
Yeah.
And also like pay attention to what they're showing interest to.
Yeah.
Ippudu neeku oka creative edge undi, so you are pursuing something. That's not important. Your academics is important. No, that is also important. So I think kids need to be given that space where they are allowed to explore into their natural talent. ఈ రిషి వ్యాలీ స్కూల్స్ అంతా కూడా అదే చేస్తాయి అనిత. యు నో లైక్ దే బ్రింగ్ ఐ మీన్ దే లెట్ యువర్ న్యాచురల్ ఇన్స్టింక్ట్ న్యాచురల్ టాలెంట్ టు కమ్ అప్ అండ్ దెన్ దే విల్ లెట్ యూ పర్స్యూ ఇట్ అలాంగ్ విత్ అకాడమిక్స్. See, creative edge is not something everybody will have spontaneously, but those who have it are gifted. So, we should never curb a gift which was God-given.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that could be their passion, that could be their joy.
that could be their calling.
It could be their calling, and no matter what life throws at them, probably that would be their salvation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, conscious living, Ra. This all again ends to conscious living.
Yeah.
And monotonous ga, manam tinnama, lechama tinnama, padukunnama, malli tellarinda, ella kaakunda. Be conscious of everything that you're doing.
Yes, be satisfied that day.
Yeah.
Okay. The day that you spent.
Yeah. So you are satisfied most days?
Yeah. One puppy got adopted. My friend Shindu's puppy also, one puppy got adopted. And I saw if there were transgenders, they've come to adopt a dog. They went with the dog. And yeah, another kuncham petta puppy also, like usually after 3 months it's very difficult for the pup to get adopted because it's big. Chinna ante cute ga untai they take. Kuncham petta puppy adoptedi and people got to know how tasty, like alternative to dairy products could be. Like we were tasting the plant-based cheese. It was so lovely, I was about to buy him some. It was so delicious. There is alternative to everything. You just have to choose.
Yeah. And also not to waste things.
Yeah.
Ante nuvu, you told me one thing, no? Like, don't purchase anything in excess which you're not going to use.
Yeah.
So buy only what you need. And whatever you need, whatever you have purchased, make good use of it.
Yeah.
And make sure the scrap is not biodegradable.
Yeah.
As much as possible. As much as possible. And whatever scrap is there, you can utilize it creatively to make something beautiful.
Yeah. Or you can ask for help who can maybe use it. Like the other day, my friend, I think she from space, so she knows that I would not waste wood or anything. So she sent me pictures. She said, "Osaini ke wala kaala itna kiske lpo aane le." Like I think they demolished the place and there were lot of wooden things. So I put a status that anybody want to like recycle wood can come and pick this stuff up. So, like that, it's just contact. If you are not able to do anything with it, just...
You can take someone's help.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we will take Anita's help.
Sure.
I would like to introduce you to all Nangaru's devotees. And any wastage they have, any old clothes they have, or anything they want to contribute... Or they want to take care of animals, they can't do it personally by themselves.
Yeah.
They can contribute it to you.
Yeah.
Because their contribution to Anita is contributing to directly to the animals to be benefited.
Yeah. Oh, I also want to say that pigs are not filthy. You can go to my page and see Wally's stories. Pigs are the most cleanest. It's just that, like, how you feed cows or dogs, nobody goes and feeds pigs. So, all they do is eat trash, eat whatever they could find. They are literally scavengers. Like, they just scavenge on trash. So, it is not what they choose to be. It is just what they can do. Like, that is all they can do. So, yeah. I've seen a lot of people just pigs just living there and one guy comes and hits that pig with one big rock on his head. Like, why do you want to do that? And then I asked him, why aren't it? It's a pig, no? So? He's like, why is it there? It doesn't have a house like you. So people should understand that mind your own business. Why do you want to hurt anything without the pig coming and hurting you, or, you know, be a human.
సహ బీయింగ్ మాన్స్టర్.
That's why I told you, animals could be, animals could get human bodies, and human people,
yeah.
When they die, they could turn animals. That's why there is this law of karma, Anita. That's why the law of karma, this is where the law of karma plays the role. Your behavior, your actions, your words, your thoughts are going to decide your future.
You're
deciding your future. Nobody is deciding your future, Anita. God is not deciding your future. You are deciding your future.
Yeah.
ఇప్పుడు భగవంతుడు భగవద్గీత చెప్పిన ముస్లిమ్స్ కి కురాన్ ఉన్నా జీసస్ మనకి బైబిల్ చెప్పిన వాట్ ఎవర్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ హావ్ బీన్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్ ది సేమ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దే హావ్ టోల్డ్ యు ఇస్ డోంట్ హార్మ్ డోంట్ హార్మ్ అదర్ బీయింగ్స్ You don't harm yourself, don't harm others.
Yeah.
Maybe you cannot love. Okay. That's pardonable that you can't love everybody. But at least don't harm anybody.
The actual, it's just like misinterpreted. Like, point filter అయిపోయింది బాగా. ఎవరికి లైక్ తోచినట్టు వాళ్ళు దాన్ని మోల్డ్ చేసుకొని ఫిల్టర్ అయిపోయి తూతూ మంత్రం లాగా అవుతున్నాయి మొత్తం. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ సేయింగ్ జస్ట్ హిందూస్ ఆర్ ముస్లిమ్స్ ఆర్ క్రిస్టియన్స్ అదర్ హ్యూమన్స్ ద భక్త్స్ ఆర్ ద డివోటీస్ ఆర్ దేవుడు అంటే భయం ఉన్నోళ్ళు ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ ఫిల్టర్డ్ టు దేర్ కన్వీనియన్స్
yes absolutely
I never heard saying go kill a turkey for Thanksgiving or go kill a lamb for Christmas or I never, like is there anywhere written chepparame turkey goskon denandra Thanksgiving ki lekapothe bakri idiki mekan goseyandra ane ekkada rasundra na telisi
that is sarvabhuta hite ratah
that is human convenience which human created
so you're living your thoughts your living is what will decide your future so no manam nu cheppinantara we are not doing this for the welfare of others we are doing it for the welfare of ourselves because this is what decides our future this is what decides our future మనం వాడికి వాళ్ళకి ఏదో అయితే మనకేంటి దానికి ఏదో అయితే మనకేంటి లేకపోతే అది చచ్చిపోతే నాకేంటి నో దట్ విల్ బి యూ టుమారో అండ్ కాన్షియస్ లివింగ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ నో మ్యాటర్ హౌ మెనీ లెక్చర్స్ వి లిసన్ టు నో మ్యాటర్ హౌ మెనీ లెక్చర్స్ వి గివ్ టు అదర్స్ వి హ్యావ్ టు కమ్ డౌన్ టు దిస్ పాయింట్ దట్ వి హ్యావ్ టు లివ్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ సరౌండింగ్స్ and do what we can
because
we are alive
you as being a human are very powerful and you know you are given an opportunity to serve
uplift
you have lot of advantages being a human
you have lot so you utilize all your advantages for your growth your growth it's not about you doing anything to anybody but doing a favor to yourself so what you give others you get back like how your pandu came and kissed you in midst of the session
and how I got peace now like I remember you all saying you know you do so much you'll definitely be happy you know all of my friends used to say you do so much you'll be happy you'll be blessed and all that
I used to think, Yendra Babu, Yanta Yasna, I'm blessed. I'm like still stuck and I'm still sad. I'm still, you know, dragging myself and I'm miserable. When will this blessing come? But yeah, there will always be time. And I truly believe that, you know, when the time is right, you will truly get your blessing. And
Yes, you will, Amma, because, Anita, that's what, I mean, and it to us, because we have seen in human form, Nangaru has been our God, our mother, our father. Yeah, biologically, yes, we have parents, we love them, we admire them for what they are, we respect them, we honor them, and we do what is required, but he has been much, much more.
Yeah.
He has given a lot of solace, he has given a lot of love, and he has treated us all. I mean, like, infant baby in chusukunnaru. Okay. So, and he was never the form, though he is not in form, it is the presence that's always there. And he, because it's the universal supreme, and a God and man pair petachu, left the supreme energy anachu, the creator anachu, whatever it is, you are being taken care of by him, and yes, there will come a time when you will know it.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm sure you will be highly, highly blessed for all that you're doing, because our small acts with huge love, one day, will inspire a lot of people.
Yeah, that's mainly
because
my...
Maybe it goes unnoticed. Your daily activity goes unnoticed by people. Maybe there are people who criticize you for what you're doing, or maybe...
Very few, actually. One, two people think that, you know, it is... Oh, you want to, you know, be this goody-two-shoes, that's why you know... You think that you're the sound. Okay, whatever.
So, it doesn't matter, Anita, because at the end of the day, you're doing what your heart is calling you for.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's not what we appear, it's not what we do to show to the world, but it's what we are doing naturally, for the love of doing it, and that's what God sees.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we want you to be our lead for all the good things that you're doing. We will all be a huge support to you, because name personal, probably we cannot do what you're doing, Anita. I need to accept this, that
and the support you're doing is immense.
Yeah, so we will take you as our lead, and all of us actually want to do something. Honestly speaking, yeah, in our own little way, ekadana orphanages unnai, we want to sponsor those kids. For instance, lot of people keep calling me, our students don't have fees to pay. They don't have food this year. Please, ma'am. I'm like, okay. Like, I can contribute a little. I mean, there is a stage where I can't do more than I can, right?
Then you start feeling helpless and you start feeling very bad.
Yes.
Why am I not able to do more than this or not?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, like, you want to do more because you know you're more than self-sufficient, especially in our
case.
We are more than self-sufficient. What is stopping us from doing more? Are we so occupied that we don't have time for welfare of others?
Yeah.
And what is all the spirituality we are talking about when we are not able to put much in action? Maybe we are able to put little things into action, but we have, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
So all of us, you know, like, we've been thinking for quite some time that we need to do something. But that insignificant. It's insignificant, Anita. So, మనల్ని మనం ఉద్ధరించుకోవడం కోసం. దేర్స్ నో అదర్స్ టు యునో లైక్ సేవ్ ఆర్ రిడీమ్ ఆర్ యునో లైక్ క్యూర్. ఐ థింక్ ద లిటిల్ థింగ్స్ వీ డూ క్యూర్ అస్, ద లిటిల్ థింగ్స్ వీ డూ హీల్ అస.
Actually, that is true. I think everybody should try it. Like, the amount of satisfaction and peace and love that you feel after doing deeds, like, regardless human, animal, anything, is very satisfying.
Yes.
Like, yes, you're not going to live forever. And if you... Yes. If you are not satisfied with your life on your deathbed, then
what is the value of human life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to die happily and satisfied.
Yeah. And rest will be taken care of by God.
Ante.
Endukante, it's ultimately again you who decide your future.
Yeah.
Ante prarabdham antam ra memu anita. You know, like, Bhagavan used to say, like, from the time you're born, I mean, your body's course is predetermined. Mm. Okay? Your entire life is predetermined. I mean, the life that you take, ni birth ninchi death varku, the bodily actions or the bodily life is predetermined. So, you don't have a choice in your destiny. Ani cheptaru. Aithe, destiny, there is also the saying that your destiny is, again, brought over of your past only. No past lo chesinde nee destiny kinde ee roju vachindi.
Yeah,
so what you do today will be your tomorrow.
I truly believe that. Yeah.
So what we are doing today is very important and it cannot be ignored.
Yeah,
so mana lechin kaani nunchi padukune varaku manam em chestunnamo manam chustukovali.
Yeah,
in your thoughts, in your deeds, in your talk.
Yeah.
Are you uplifting somebody? Are you uplifting yeah. yourself? Are you being of use to, you know, the environment around you, people around you, nature yeah. around you? Yeah. Are you doing something to replenish the nature? Are you destroying it?
Yeah.
Are you living constructively or destructively?
Yeah. So
destruction ante edo nu velli edo haani evarno pod chesi evaro haani chesedam.
We are all we are not directly taking a hammer and cutting a tree or taking
yeah,
a knife and chicken, no?
Yeah. So consciously live and do the best you can, because this is a beautiful opportunity given for you to live beautifully.
Yeah.
And make the world around you beautiful. You don't have to think mean jachupayaka heaven keldam, why not make it to heaven here and now?
Exactly. You don't even know what will happen after your day. And you want to, like, to go to a point, like, to go to heaven, you do this. You to go to hell, you do this. And they want to do whatever they can to go to heaven after they die, which they don't even know what will happen.
So, like, what satisfies you? What satisfies you now? First thing, don't harm anybody around you, don't harm anything, don't harm any being in thought, word and action. Then constructively do something to protect nature, to protect the beings around you, not to waste, buy only what you need and utilize them for good, be healthy. And help other beings be healthy, like you take your initiative to vaccinate the dogs, stray dogs. So, Anita, as you said, no, like, not all of us can do this, Nana. I mean, like, each one of us is gifted. God gifts each one with a different talent. Each one is gifted differently. So, we can take the help of people like you to do the good we want.
Nana!
Yeah. So, we will take you as an inspiration. And I'm happy to have you December 1st Sunday, because ante generally there is this saying, no, December born people are God's children. Like Kerala is God's own country.
Okay.
And Guruji used to say, and also like roses in December, Antaru. I mean, like December roses are most beautiful.
Okay.
So, and December is the month of Christmas.
Yeah, that makes me. Like, I love Christmas, and I love December.
All of us love Christmas, no? Like universally, all of us love Christmas.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is a symbol of love. And our Guruji was a complete symbol of love alone, Anita.
Yeah.
Because he mentioned many times, you know, like there are so many margas, there are so many paths to realize yourself. And what is our path? He would ask us, what is our path? And he would say, love alone. And he would say, I do not want you to struggle. Because he loves us so much that he doesn't want us to struggle in the name of sadhana. He wanted us to be enlightened without any difficulty. And if that has to happen, it has to happen by the way Anita is living her life. Anita live chestnattu practical ga live cheste, we will be roses in December. So, love you a lot, Rakonda. Tremendously. We totally appreciate what you're doing to everything around you, trying to protect everything around you in your own limitation. There are times you cross your limitations also and brought trouble to yourself also. But nothing has stopped you. You have got into a lot of trouble in life, but nothing has stopped you. Nothing has stopped you, and that's your gift. So we take you as our gift, and we want to see you shine, and we will all be behind you.
Thank you, Amma.
God bless you, Amma. Thank you so much. Elini, cooker petko, because you have to cook and eat. So I will conclude this with a few sayings of Guruji, Manangaru. He's called Nangaru also. Grishma, line lo kramma. Are you there?
Ayusha, Grishma, step out. She had to step out.
Madhavi, you can come. You can come online.
I'm here.
This session was especially how to practically live what we speak, Amma Madhavi. Because we speak a lot. I mean, act more, speak less was what we were taught all through. Let your actions speak more than your words.
True.
So let's all understand that every small deed of kindness will contribute to the betterment of the world. So what can one person do? Ante okkalu em cheyagalamu anedi naaku undedi ra Madhavi. I mean, ante mana paridhilo, like in our limitation we can do what we can. But one person, how much can we contribute to the peace of the world? Ani undedi. But when I see people like Anita, I see quite a few of them, because we do tend to get people like that into our life, kada, when you have a drive to do something. So I really
we don't have to do big things, right? I mean, even small things in a big way, that is what she's doing right now.
I have seen few more people like Anita, because when we have a quest to, you know, like do something important, which will help others, basically, right. Which will help others to uplift themselves from what they are going through. It could be a financial suffering, lekapothe manasika suffering, emotional suffering, lekapothe papam. Ippudu I know of people who take a lot of initiative to, you know, like take care of orphan children. Most of them are running out of funds.
Yeah, you've been talking about.
They don't even have money for food. సో ఐ థాట్ అంటే సత్సంగ మధ్యలో ఐ థాట్ ఐ విల్ మేక్ దీస్ పీపుల్ స్పీక్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ మేకింగ్ అ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ సొసైటీ క్వైట్లీ.
Yes.
They don't have any publicity about this. Don't have social media accounts where they flaunt their work.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Ante, I shouldn't be calling it flaunting, which is quite rude, because yeah, you need some publicity to you know, show the work you're doing, or else you don't get the fund required. It's not for your selfish motto.
Yes.
Ante, they do have their websites, they do have their page, but they don't appear. Well, person appear avaru. They take the back seat always.
Yes.
Those who genuinely work for people, kada, those who genuinely work for a good cause, they are generally not seen.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are doing it with passion, they are doing it with a lot of love.
Yes.
So they don't seek anything from anybody, they're just doing it for themselves.
Yes, yeah.
So what I feel is, maybe we, ippudu nangar antaru kada, nuvvu ippudu, you don't have anna satru katte ekkarledu already unnai daniki nuvvu contribute chey.
Yes, yeah.
So what I feel was, there are so many kids, I mean there is one great person who does not think he or she is great, but with a very innocent, simple, pure mind, they contribute a lot to society in their own way without seeking any recognition. Without seeking any recognition whatsoever.
Yes, yeah.
Ante na pillalaki food vaste chalu, vaalla pillalu kaadra vallu. I mean, they consider orphan children their children.
Their children. Only then it can be achieved, kada, Usha, that feeling of universalness.
So then what I want to convey through this satsang is that let us all contribute what we can, not because we are doing anything great, but we are reforming ourselves.
Sure, Usha.
We are reforming ourselves for our upliftment, and let us be practical in our spirituality. Yeah, so, and sharing is caring, and sharing is what gives us happiness, because we are all interconnected, and there is nothing apart from Nana. So when there is nothing apart from Nana, why is it a animals, huge thing?
Yes, animals, trees, everything.
Let us honor everything,
yes,
through our actions also. And as she said, maybe we cannot voluntarily go and do. Maybe we do not have the access, or maybe we do not have the time. We are occupied with certain things in life. I mean, it's natural for everybody has their own work to do. We have people who are doing it, and we can help them do it better.
Yes, Usha. Yes.
Yeah. Encourage.
And not only that, she gave us so many ideas about different things, right? You don't have to go and help a stray animal or do it permanently.
Yeah.
Even small things like recycling scrap and your dishes that you get, the plastic.
And so
she gave an idea of what to do with the hair that comes out of your head.
And about conscious living, Amma. Ultimately, let us be conscious about what we are doing. Let us be conscious of our thoughts. Let us be conscious of our actions. Let us be conscious of the deeds that we are doing. And as she said, let us sleep content every day. నాన్నగారు యూస్ టు సే కదా, నువ్వు వెనక్కి రోజంతా గడిచిపోయిన తర్వాత వెనక్కి తిరిగి చూడు, నువ్వు ఎవరికన్నా ఉపయోగపడే మాట ఒకటి మాట్లాడావా, ఎవరికన్నా ఉపయోగపడే పని ఒకటి చేసావా ఈరోజు? అంటే ఈ నేను లెగసిన కాడి నుంచి నేను పడుకునే వరకు నేను ఒక్కటి కూడా ఇన్ ది వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ సంబడి నేను చేయకపోతే ఇట్స్ అ డే వేస్టెడ్.
Yeah, he used to talk so much about ground realities, Kada, Usha. Moving so far away from that.
Yes. So, wanted all of us to be grounded for once, so that andram, we will soar high, but being rooted.
Yes, that is the thing.
Nangar antar kada, the deeper, I mean, the longer and deeper your roots, ఆకాశం ఎదిగినా కూడా నీకు రూట్స్ మాత్రం డీప్ గా ఉంటేనే అది దానికి అర్థం ఉంది. సో లెట్స్ నాట్ ఇగ్నోర్ అవర్ రూట్స్. సో ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు క్లోజ్ దిస్ సెషన్ విత్ దిస్ బికాస్ ఇట్స్ టైమ్ కూడా కదా. థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ రా. ఐ మీన్ it's a little different from the rest of the satsangs, but this was so important.
It is important, Usha, so much. We, in the name of spirituality, sometimes we are, I mean, yeah, we are getting lost, right? I mean, so
yes, we're getting not only lost, Ra, it's like we develop a false ego. We develop a false ego that
we are blessed more.
This false notion that we are blessed more. అంటే మనం సూపర్ఫిషియల్ గా అనిపించకపోవచ్చు, బట్ ఇట్స్ డీప్ రూటెడ్. కానీ అది పోకుండా దెర్స్ నో గ్రోత్. విఆర్ ఆల్ వన్. దెర్స్ నథింగ్ లైక్ వన్ ఇస్ గ్రేటర్ దెన్ ది అదర్. విఆర్ ఆల్ జస్ట్ వన్ 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 బీయింగ్. సో ఇట్స్ లైక్ మనం అందరం ఒక్కటే. ఎందుకంటే భగవంతుడు ఒక్కటే, అసలు నువ్వు లేవు అన్నప్పుడు, ఉన్నది ఆయన నువ్వు లేదు అన్నప్పుడు, నువ్వు బలపడిపోయి నువ్వు ఉన్నావు ఆయన లేరు అనే స్టేజ్కి వెళ్ళి కదా ఇవన్నీ చేయడం. పుణ్యం పోగు చేసేసుకుని ఎక్కడికో ఇంకా బెటర్ బర్త్ వచ్చేయాలి. పుణ్యం పోగు చేసేసుకోవాలి. ఆ పుణ్యం ఎలా పోగు చేసేసుకోవాలి? అట్ ది ఎక్స్పెన్స్ ఆఫ్ వాట్?
రైట్.
At the expense of what? At the expense of harming some living being? At the expense of causing destruction to something? At the expense of your greed?
And then that comes back to that conscious living you were talking about earlier. I mean, if you everybody was living with little consciousness, it makes a lot of difference.
It make a lot of difference, and we can create heaven here, Ra.
That is true.
And how can one or two create a heaven? And say, no, one or two cannot do it. But a like-minded people together, come together, we can do wonders.
Right.
Because we want to make it a better place. And our intentions are blessed. Because it's not selfish. We want to grow universal. So let's all grow universal in harmony with ourselves, with people around us, with nature around us, with animals around us, and it's a beautiful life.
It is a beautiful life.
Thank you so much and love you all.
Thank you, Anita. We should share her information, Usha.
Definitely, Amma, we'll do that.
Okay.
We will work together on this.